Good morning, everyone. So good to be with you on this video talk that Gary and I will be giving today, and I'm really delighted. I'm welcoming you and so grateful to be with you.
Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be with you. It's so good to be with you again, as usual.
Indeed. So I wanted to say, as we're talking today, I would like you to write down your questions or think about questions that you might want to ask us on the teleconference part of the call. So be aware of that so you can start writing questions. This first part won't be, I don't think you'll have any questions about this, but I wanted to tell you that yesterday was Gary's birthday, and so we had a really special experience when Gary woke up.
It was my 72nd birthday.
Oh, I was going to say that, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Almost everyone in the world knows about your birthdays. A lot of people do, because I had your 70th birthday online. It was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
So now it's Gary's 72nd birthday, and when he woke up, I gave him a birthday greeting. I said, "Happy birthday, beloved," and it was really sweet. And Gary said something to me about getting older, something that I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something about, "It's strange, I'm feeling older," you know. And I said, "Oh, beloved, where do you think that came from? Do you think that came from fear or love?" And it was so great, because immediately he knew where it came from, of course. And then he said, "I'm going to set my intentions for this year, the 72nd year in the Earth School." And so he began setting his intentions, and I just wanted to share them with you. They were so beautiful, and I'm going to start this as my annual thing too when my birthday comes next week.
Yes, I want to say we're also beginning our birthday week, Linda and I, because our birthdays are 1 week apart, and so we never celebrate one without celebrating the other. Today's mine, and at the end of our birthday week will be Linda's.
That's right.
Happy birthday week, beloved.
Hey, thank you, beloved. I feel the same. Happy birthday week for you. I want to tell everyone your intentions, beloved. So your intentions, I'll read them. They were to be joyful, to be creative, to love and trust, to stay connected, to support others in creating authentic power, to create authentic power himself, to appreciate, he says, appreciate my life and others and myself, be healthy, vitality, openness, pleasure, fun, playfulness, exploring, giving with no attachment, receiving, accepting, and loving. So, beloved, that's so beautiful, such a beautiful set of intentions. And I know you type them up so you could look at them every day and whenever you needed to. So that's such a beautiful way to start your year.
That's right. And for those of you who are in our programs or will be with us in some way, or even here on the Life School.
Yes.
If you suspect at any time that I'm not following those intentions, will you ask me about it and remind me that I may be in a frightened part of my personality, because those are not places I want to spend any time. So now
I suspect no one else does either, beloved.
Yeah,
no one does. I had a question for you, beloved. So we have our topic today is light with a capital L, and so I wanted to ask you, what does all of this have to do with light with a capital L?
Yes, that is an excellent question. It has everything to do with it. All of these things that I mention are light. They are high-frequency currents of light. Every emotion is a current of energy. We've talked about that before, but what's that really mean? Well, we know that some emotions like these that I said is my intentions, pleasure, fun, playful, vitality, receiving, giving without attachment, are high-frequency currents of light, high-frequency currents of energy. It's the same thing. That's what we're going to talk about. Also, despair, anguish, resentment, jealousy, anger, overwhelm, anxiety. Those are also frequencies of light, but they're low frequency currents of light. So when Linda says, "What do my intentions have to do with light?" Everything. What we're learning how to do as we learn how to create authentic power is to become aware of our emotions, in terms of physical sensations in our bodies, in terms of the thoughts that we're thinking. And emotional awareness will show us when those emotions are low energy. In other words, when their intentions, when their experiences of fear. Pardon me. So we've been saying for the most part that when you're feeling painful physical sensations in your energy processing centers, when you're having critical judgmental thoughts in your mind, that those are experiences of frightened parts of your personality, and they are. Another way of saying that same thing is that these are experiences of low frequency currents of energy. Low frequency currents of energy are painful, and they're destructive when you act on them. That's synonymous with frightened parts of your personality. So what we're talking about on this gathering is light with a capital L. That's different than physical light, like what happens when you turn on a flashlight. But there are some similarities. Light in the domain of the five senses also has frequencies, and some are higher and some are lower. So it turns out that we can use everything that we've learned about light, physical light, as a metaphor to describe non-physical light. And this works so well because physical light is a reflection in the domain of the five senses of non-physical light. Hmm. So what we know about physical light is that some light is very high energy, and that means high frequency. I'll give you an example of that. Violet light, for example, is the highest frequency light that we can see with our eye. Red light is the lowest frequency of light that we can see with our eyes. Now, we know that there's frequencies above and below these, but we can't see them. But we use them all the time. This video or audio signal that you're watching is coming to you through very high frequency energy currents, microwave, or very high frequency television waves. It's being broadcast from, well, I won't go into the details of the internet, but you know that a lot of it is transmitted between carriers and onto relays and onto relays and onto other carriers, and all that's done with high frequency light, and we can't see it, but it's there. We're using it right now. So when you are experiencing the pain, the physical pain of overwhelm, despair, depression, anger, jealousy, you are experiencing low frequency currents of energy, low frequency light. You are a being of light, and your frequency is lower when you're in a frightened part of your personality. That means you hurt, you're thinking critical thoughts. You can calibrate all of these because they're all talking about the same thing. You are a being of light, and these are your experiences. When you're in the experience of bliss or contentment or fulfillment or appreciation or gratitude, you're in high frequency currents of energy. The frequency of your being as a being of light is elevated. Well, now this is interesting, isn't it? That means that you can shift the frequency of your light as a being of light by challenging frightened parts of your personality, by shifting your thoughts.
Is that really the only way? That's the only way you can, right?
That's the only way that you can. That's the only way that you can. So when you're depressed or overwhelmed, we've been teaching you how to recognize that as a set of experiences belonging to one part of your personality, in this case, a frightened part, not as experiences belonging to the unchangeable ground of being, of who you are. And we've been teaching you how you can shift yourself out of the experiences of a frightened part of your personality and into the experiences of a loving part of your personality. And you do that by challenging the frightened part, which means you feel it in terms of physical sensations, and you put your attention on a loving part of your personality. You shift your attention to a part of your personality that's grateful or appreciative or content or caring. How do you do that? By actually setting the intention, by setting the intention to actually act from that part of your personality, even while you're experiencing the painful physical sensations of anxiety or overwhelm or jealousy. And that is how you create authentic power. In that moment, that is the creation of authentic power, and that is also the action that shifts the energy of your being as a being of light upward. And you experience it as wonderful feeling, physical sensations in your body, as thoughts of gratitude, appreciation, patience, and caring. And you feel good. And your creativity is open to you in many ways that it wasn't before. You're more vital because your frequency of light is higher. In other words, the highest vibration that you can access is love. And that's what feels the best. That's what allows you to align your personality with your soul. In fact, when you align your personality with your soul, that's what you experience. The characteristics of an authentically powerful personality are humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love. 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 The highest frequency current of energy in the universe, and it's in you when you align your personality with your soul. All of this is part of creating authentic power. Now, you knew this pretty much before. This session, though, we're focusing on light, non-physical light. So we're indicating that or denoting that by saying light with a capital L, with a capital L. Light with a little L is light in the domain of the five senses.
So other names for light with a capital L are?
Consciousness.
Uh-huh.
Consciousness with a capital C.
Mm-hmm.
Love
mm-hmm.
with a capital L
yes.
also. Life with a capital L.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the same. So we're talking about you now as a being of light. This is what we mean when we say that as you become multisensory, you begin to sense yourself as more than you thought you were, more than physical, more than a mind and a body. You begin to sense yourself as a soul, simultaneously with having a body, simultaneously with having all of your emotions and your thoughts and the requirement that life in the Earth School puts upon you of choosing an intention at each moment. Simultaneously with all of that, you sense that you have a part of yourself that existed before you were born and that will exist after you die. And if you don't think of it in those terms, you at least sense yourself as something more, like Jimenez's wonderful poem, I am not I. I am this one standing beside me, whom I do not see. I've read that for you before, and I'll read it again, but not right now. Now I want to bring your attention to the reality again that you are a being of light. But light with a capital L is instantaneous. That's love. It extends far, far, far beyond what your five senses can detect. When you love, you have a quality of instantaneousness about you. That's the quality that your soul has. And when you think a loving thought, that loving thought is instantaneous with the reception of that energy elsewhere in the universe.
I just want to remind people that if there's something, I would like you to write your questions down, because when we get on the teleconference part of the call, if you have questions from anything that we're saying this morning, we'd really love to answer them. So I just want to remind you to do that as we're talking.
Please do. Please do, because we want to make these sessions more and more interactive. We want to make them, that means to me and to Linda, more and more helpful to you, more supportive in your ability to create authentic power and spiritual partnerships at home after these calls, between these calls, as well as during these calls.
Beloved, I was thinking of something that happened to me a long time ago. I was really judging someone that I was going into business with, I was planning to go into business with, and I held that judgment for a long time, almost a year. And at the same time, I noticed that my shoulder, my left shoulder, was getting more and more difficult to move. And so I kept these judgments silent. They weren't, I didn't say anything out loud, but silently I kept thinking about this person in judgment for so long. And I had an opportunity. So anyway, I did everything I could to try to get the shoulder working better. I went to chiropractors. I went to everyone I could think of. Nothing happened. Nothing helped. So I had an opportunity, not of my choosing. I didn't consciously choose to be in a group with this person about a year later. And by that time, I could really not use my shoulder. And so I set the intention to change this energy in me and not be judging anymore, not judge her anymore. And it was a very powerful intention. I didn't say anything to any. I just said, I'm setting my intention to, in front of this group, to change my the way I feel about someone in this group. But I didn't even say who it was, and because we were setting our intentions to begin with. And then as the weekend went on, I just kept that holding that intention and holding that intention. And at the very last meeting that we had, people were dancing, and it was joyous, and people were dancing, and they were in this circle, and people were jumping in one at a time in the center of the circle and dancing. So I jumped in the center of the circle the same time this person I'd been judging for a year, and I knew I wasn't judging her anymore, but that person jumped into the center of the circle, and I was just dancing, and I realized that I had moved my shoulder all the way above my head. I hadn't been able to do that for probably at least 6 months. And I realized that I had changed myself somehow. I don't know if it would be like I was becoming more of a being of light, that all that dense energy wasn't caught in my body. I'm not sure exactly what happened. What would you say about that?
You weren't becoming more a being of light. You were already a being of light. You are a being of light. You can't stop being a being of light.
Okay.
But the frequency of your light was depressed. It was depressed with judgment. In other words, you hadn't forgiven her.
No.
Forgiveness skyrockets your energy, skyrockets the frequency upward of your energy. And the frequency of your being changes dramatically. And that's what happened with you. Also, you had a pain in your shoulder. That's the fifth chakra area. And you mentioned that you had been judging her silently for a long time, for years, and that began to
show
up
for a
year, and that showed up in your fifth chakra area, which has to do with communication, and it showed up as a pain.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it was a frightened part of your personality.
Yes.
And when Linda forgave this person, she literally found herself, to her surprise and everyone's surprise, dancing with this person, literally dancing in the center of a joyful circle. And Linda's arm was moving wherever she wanted it to move. In other words, knowing that you are a being of light is helpful to you, because you will understand that your frequency is different at different times.
Yeah.
And that you can shift the frequency of your light by changing your thoughts, by shifting your thoughts. In this case, Linda shifted from judgment and blame and criticism into forgiveness, into love, into acceptance, into inclusion, into absorbing her.
No separation. That's what I felt, no separation. I wasn't pushing her away at all.
And her light changed, which means her energy changes. Now, this is not metaphysical. You can see it yourself all the time. Who wants to be around someone who's not forgiving, who's always complaining, who's holding a grudge? Even if they're not saying it, you can feel it in them. They're not present to be with you. They're not fun to be with you. They're not joyful. They're not engaged. They're not buoyant. They're preoccupied. They have other thoughts. Even if they're not thinking them consciously, those other thoughts are thoughts of judgment and criticism and disdain and victimhood. But when you change your thoughts, when you shift your thoughts, you can shift your energy. You can shift it upward, and you can shift it downward. This is an unpleasant experience, but the next time you're feeling blissful, think of someone you can't forgive and feel your energy plummet. Feel the joy drain from you. Feel your energy contract. Feel your awareness contract. And then you can shift it back again. Remember the emergency blessing? You can use the emergency blessing. Find something to bless about the people around you. Find something to bless about yourself. But don't just play at it. Really bless it. And you'll find your energy shifting.
Now, I was thinking when you said you can change your thoughts, I know that sometimes people do affirmations, and they say them over and over again, and things don't really change for them. I think that's something different. It seems like changing your thoughts. But I think that what actually happens is they're not really intending to change something. So if you change your thought, it's because you have the intention to change something.
Yes, wishing, hoping, imagining, desiring, wanting, these will not change you. Actually changing your thought from one of judgment to one of acceptance, from one of fear to one of appreciation, that's what causes the shift. That's what shifts your energy. And knowing that you are a being of light allows you to look at your emotions in entirely different ways. While we were five sensory, we thought that emotions were entirely the consequence of hormonal interactions, endocrinal interactions, neurosynaptic interactions. From a five-sensory perspective, there's nothing else they could be. They're just useless, sometimes experiences that are painful and get in the way of our lives, which means get in the way of acquiring external power. But as we become multisensory, we begin to see that emotions come from different places. They don't originate in the body. They are messages from your soul. Mm. They allow you to see those parts of your personality that you must experience and challenge consciously in order to move beyond the control of them. In other words, that's what you were born to do, is to move beyond the control of fear. And your emotions show you exactly when you are in fear, as they show you exactly when you are in love. And that's when you can cultivate a loving part of your personality. That's when you can continue to think the thoughts that have created the bliss and the appreciation. I'm going to guess that someone like the Dalai Lama spends a lot of time cultivating loving parts of his personality. Why would I say that? Well, for one thing, he says kindness is his religion. How can you be kind if you're in judgment? How can you be kind if you're a victim? You cannot. It's impossible. At the same time, his entire culture has been decimated, brutally attacked by another foreign culture. He himself is in exile from the country, from the part of the earth that he loves so much. And yet, when I spoke with a friend who had visited the Dalai Lama with a group in Dharamsala, I asked him, what's the Dalai Lama like? And my friend said, that's one happy Buddhist. He can't do that. He can't do that without paying attention to the frequency of his being. The frequency of his being is very high. What's that mean? It means he laughs a lot. He smiles a lot.
Yeah.
He's blissful a lot, even while there's so much brutality being directed against his people, his culture, and so much ill thought being directed against him. But it doesn't seem to bother him. Now, maybe it bothers frightened parts of his personality, but obviously he's not acting on them. And that means that he is able to distinguish love from fear within himself and to act in love no matter what is going on inside himself, such as concern for his brothers and sisters that are being ill-treated, such as what's going on outside of him, such as the demolition of so many monasteries and a 2,000-year-old tradition of wisdom and compassion. Well, that tradition of wisdom and compassion, obviously, when we look at the Dalai Lama, we can see is not housed in those monasteries that are being demolished. They are alive in him. They are alive in the monks and the nuns. that are also buoyant and light and cheerful.
And it's alive in us.
Those traditions are alive in all of the Tibetans who have that quality, and they are alive in us, all of us who are creating authentic power.
Right.
And who do create it. Thank you, beloved.
Yes,
you are exactly
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember, I'm so glad I thought about that experience when you were talking, because it really showed me how, even though I could hardly move my shoulder, I kept, you know, indulging that frightened part, not realizing that I was doing that. I mean, so there was a frightened part, and I just kept judging and blaming this person. And I realized that when I really set my intention, everything that had gone on in my body that was not well, was diseased, went away when I really changed it. And it was so powerful for me to know how quickly we can change things in our life when we choose to do that, when we choose to create authentic power, when we choose to create with love.
That's right. So it's sometimes popular in some circles to say that I am a being of light, or you are a being of light. But by that, what is meant is someone who's loving and open and joyful and ebullient. And that's so. But you're also being a being of light when you are depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, withdrawn into yourself, jealous, resentful, a victim. You are a being of light. The question is, what frequency of light do you want to express? Do you want to experience? We are suggesting love. We are suggesting that your soul has the intentions of harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. These are very high frequency experiences. Love is the highest frequency experience that you can have as a being of light. That is because it's the highest frequency current of energy in the universe. It is the universe. That is the energy of the universe. Love, universal, instantaneous, boundless. And as you align your personality with your soul, you move into that. And that is now required for our evolution. Is that good news? It certainly is.
Absolutely, beloved. You know, I was thinking, I have a lot of questions for you, but it's almost time for us to end our video portion of the event. I bet others have questions for us, and also I have some also, so I'd really love to ask them if no one else has questions, but I really want the teleconference part of this call to be interactive so that we can really interact with each other. And if you have never asked a question and you feel like you have frightened parts that don't want to do that, do it anyway. Take a risk and do that. Use your courage, the new use of courage. That is to create authentic power, to create from love rather than fear. And it's been so good to talk to you about light on our birthday week.
It certainly has. So join us now for the question, interactive live question and answer period that's going to follow. We're going to give you a call in on Maestro if you're not already listening on Maestro. And we will end this portion of our session on light, and we'll join you on the teleconference call to answer your questions in about a minute and a half.
Wonderful. Bye for now.